Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this August 7th, 2017 Othello City Council Workshop to order. And if you'd all please rise for a short personal invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and upon this council and wisdom for the decisions we make tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Item 1.04 is a roll call, and all members are present except for Angel Garza, who is asked to be excused tonight. I'd entertain a motion to excuse Angel Garza from tonight's meeting.
I make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 1.05 is citizen input. Any citizen present who cares to address the city council, please raise your hand and I'll recognize you. Okay, hearing none. We'll move to the approval of our agenda tonight, item two.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business portion of the meeting. 3.01 is an update on the state budget regarding funding for wastewater plan project. And Kurt, you have a report for the council?
Mayor, council, I just wanted to bring you guys up to date on the state budget. This actually was kind of difficult to tease out the details of everything, but we've been in touch with Ecology. As you know, you got a loan grant for the wastewater facility planning scope of work approved probably 4 weeks ago. We've started on elements of that, but before we went full speed ahead, I just kind of wanted to bring council up to date and offer to potentially go back and reassess that agreement if the council so choose to prioritize and rearrange things to limit your risk for the funding. Per conversation with Cynthia Wall, kind of teasing out stuff with various news sources, there were some documents posted from Bob McCaslin and Senator Padden. There's three major biennium state budgets: operations, transportation, and the capital improvement budget. Transportation budget was passed in May. Operation budget was passed in June. The capital budget of $4 billion was not passed. The funding for the wastewater facility planning element was part of that capital improvement budget. The disagreement was due to the state Supreme Court's Hearst water rights decision. If you go to the, scroll down to the bottom real quick, I'm not going to read it, but I did put some information about the Hearst case if you're interested in. Ironically, I also found it difficult to find an impartial description of what it is. It was either pro or con, so I tried to select as neutral as I could find information, but you can see there's some biases in there. The particular budget for the wastewater facility planning and those type of things are not in question. I think if it wasn't for the Hearst Act, it would have passed fine. I left a message again today. I didn't hear back, but per Washington State Department of Ecology, since the capital budget has not been passed, there's no money to allocate for the state revolving fund. This includes the $375,750 for the Othello Wastewater Facility Plan, half of which is forgivable loan. Forgivable loan is grant. If they call it a grant, they have to provide a different procedures that are cumbersome, so they call it a forgivable loan. As of last week, it appears that legislation may not be back in session until January 2018 to continue the budget discussion. It's uncertain what the results will be. Cynthia's been with Ecology for 30 years. She said she has not been through this before, so this is kind of new territory for them. She was not willing to project or give an opinion of what she thought would happen regarding the budget in its entirety, but if it passed, this would be part of that budget. Funding contracts will be prepared and signed with the towns and cities. So if it does pass, you would be reimbursed for those costs. She said that Ecology is preparing a letter to be sent to the funding recipients. I don't know if the city's received one yet, but she said that you'd be notified. Again, like I said, due to the tie to additional funding applications and regulatory requirements. So there are some regulatory requirements regarding your wastewater treatment plan and discharge permits regarding the headworks and things like that. We are proceeding with some of those elements. But like I said, I just didn't want to blast in with both feet going forward and then find out at the end of the year that you couldn't get your funding reimbursed. And one to offer if council chooses to go back and look at that agreement with the Public Works Committee and maybe reconfigure a few things.
We kind of talked about it a little bit in committee, and
yes, sir.
Even though we're not going to get the reimbursement from the state, I don't see why we shouldn't move forward with getting something done. It's only beneficial to the city of Ofella to have that in play. Like Kurt said, we have current issues that we need to deal with that are going to be done, have to be done anyway. Engineering for the headworks and stuff like that. We do have a large budget, and this engineering would be the first step in the next step. You know, I mean, getting prepared for the next step. So maybe we talk about it more in committee, because we got a meeting tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
And maybe we make a motion or draft up a motion for the council to approve the expenditure of these funds out of the Water City, the City Water Sewer Fund, that if there's a possibility of being reimbursed, it could still be done, correct?
Yep.
Up to a year?
They did not give a sunset on it at all, so I believe that you made the preliminary draft notice, and so if this budget passes, you will be reimbursed.
Okay.
Well, I like that idea. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yeah? So the committee will review and have a discussion and come back with a recommendation. Good. Okay. Let's move to item 3.02. Well, thank you, Kurt.
Before we do that, Mayor, Kurt, yeah. Could you get an update on where we are on First Avenue as far as construction start and stuff?
Yes, I got a preliminary schedule in today. The contract time was 50. The schedule reflects 40 construction days. They want to have the pre-con the 14th, so from today. Seems like a pretty good guy. He said they're going to load it up and hit it with all their staff. So it looked good. I mean, they're going to get it done 2 weeks faster. Well, the original schedule is 2 weeks more aggressive than what the contract shows. So
they're going to begin work on the 14th?
No, so the pre-con's on the 14th. They want to try working it 21st.
Starting on the 21st?
Yes. That's...
There will be some road closures down there too, right?
The contract says they cannot close any roads. However, I think when they go paving across the truck route, they're going to have to close Columbia and Waluke when they go across those intersections. And there was some preliminary discussion about asking if they could move that traffic up one block while they pave through those and then move it back once it's ready. So I suspect there'll be some discussions regarding that. It's a really wide road, so I think they can do one half and then go jump over and do the other half.
Great. Any other questions?
The road graders are completing tonight. They're up on Lee today. So that'll be done. Should have the report done here in another few weeks. Overall, actually, your roads are decent. I think the promising thing is you have a few roads that are blowing up from down below, so there's subsurface failure. And that's the expensive ones. You've got to build back, like Lee Road, the end of First Avenue is obvious, Second Street. But by and large, they're just asphalt horizontal cracking and chip seal wood work. So we have a guy coming in, not tomorrow, but in 2 weeks, to give a presentation to the Public Works Committee to discuss chip sealing means and methods and stuff, too.
They're starting to do that a lot in the bigger cities, too. Spokane's taking that on. They can do much more chip sealing, like three or four streets, versus blacktopping one street. So everybody's moving towards that.
Yeah, they're working with the aggregate providers to get a smaller chip and double shot in it so it fills the voids and it's not so noisy. And you know. Any other questions?
Thank you, Kurt.
Yep.
Let's move to item 3.02, grant writer contract with Teddy Wallace Hardcastle.
Mayor, Council, good evening. As we discussed the last council meeting, we were looking to come up with a contract with Teddy Wallace Hardcastle to do some grant writing for us. We've put those together in a consulting agreement. Roger looked at that extensively this morning. We had some discussion back and forth and came up with an agreement that we posted on Board Docs. Sorry you guys didn't get a chance to look at it until today, but there was some discussion back and forth part of last week and into this morning, and we changed it from a employment contract to the consulting agreement, which made more sense. Roger's an expert in contracts, so we followed his advice, of course, and did that. And the basics of it, to outline for you briefly, is Teddy will start, if you guys approve, and we're going to do a little bit different tonight, and this is, I know this is a workshop, but I ask you guys to approve it. She'll start tomorrow. The reason it's a little time sensitive, there's some grants she thinks she can possibly work on and get for us that close out the end of this month and into the first part, middle of September. So if you'd like to get going on those, if possible. And so we'd start on the 8th of August and run through, you know, 1 year with a bonus like we talked about. With some, there's some criteria for the bonus that's in here. Basically, she has to get work on it. They submit at least 5 grants. She said that should be a piece of cake, and hopefully get at least 2 grants successfully, as well as complete the strategic planning that we talked about at the council, and she wants to work on that. We need to get that going pretty quick as well, so we can do some purposeful grants that fit in our strategic plan. So she has to complete both of those. A good bit of steps she has to do in order to achieve the bonus. One thing that was asked for by, I think, Corey last time was a comparison on what grant writers cost. They run the gamut from $25,000 for a 1 or 2 grant work to $150,000 for extensive, like we asked her to do. So she's sort of in the middle of that. And we think it's, if she gets 1 or 2 grants for us, she'll pay for herself. And if she doesn't, then we'll fire her and do something different. It's, as I think somebody brought up last time, sort of a roll of, not really a roll of dice, but a little bit of a gamble there. Better odds than rolling dice, but maybe more like blackjack, not really. But don't put that in the record. but it is a little bit of a gamble, but we think it'll pay great benefits if it does work. So, Council, tonight we're asking you to approve this contract so she can get started. Questions?
So the contract runs from August to August?
August to, yes, August to August. Evaluation July to see if she gets a bonus.
August 8th. So at the end of that, next August we'll be looking at, or next July?
Well, we got to start looking at her in July. Okay. And that's when we make the evaluation if she would receive the bonus. And continue the contract. Okay. Obviously, if she didn't get the bonus, I would not recommend we.
So with the state budget not passing that one portion of it, that's going to be a little tougher for her.
It could be, but that eventually, if we budget should pass, but...
But she's just not going to just be working on state grants.
No, she'll work on federal grants and other grants as well. There's a lot of federal grants out there that we haven't really taken advantage of that we could, and will be working on. Other questions, comments?
So on this workshop, we're going to go ahead and make a motion to...
If that's what the council...
Yes, we're making an exception for this contract, and everyone follows after this.
I'd like to make that motion.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank you, Roger, for putting this together in short order. And now, we have IT plan update. And as you're aware, Rego has taken another job, and so Wade is here to give us some options.
Yes, so as you all are aware, Rego unfortunately has taken another job that paid more than we could match with the school district. And so we briefly approached him, at least I did, and he's told him if he was going to make, and we can't match that, and nor that it would be cost-effective for the city to match that. So we started looking at options. Spencer and I sat down last week and really looked hard at options, talked to Rego about some options to do for his replacement. And what we'd like to explore is looking at contracting with one of the many companies that are out there. A couple of them are well known to us, and we're going to send out requests for proposals to three different companies. One's based in Tri-Cities, one is out of Atlanta that Rego's been working with and likes a lot. Who was the other one? Spencer, you remember? You know, the Wenatchee one. All these are companies that small towns like Afreda and Quincy are using right now with a lot of success. The cost, we think, would be maybe half as much, two-thirds as much as what we're paying. We'd pay a full-time employee. For instance, Rego, with his benefits, was making about $90,000 a year, maybe almost close to $100,000 a year with benefits. We think that we could get the services for less than that. Now, you may ask, are we ready for that based on the condition we were in a little over a year ago when we had Rego? The answer is yes. We talked on the phone with the company that Rego's been working with to do a lot of our updates and all the stuff we're doing, and they said we would not have taken you on as a client this time last year. You were not in the position, but now Rego's got us up to the point where they can, from a distance, monitor what we're doing, visit the sites to do hardware upgrades, wiring upgrades if they need to, or contract with a company that they use to do that. So we would like to proceed with that part of the plan, which is go out for request proposal for the three of the companies. But I'd like you guys to think about that for a minute and decide if that's what we want to do. Now, as far as the interim, what about between now, Rego's already working with the school district, and down the road? And that's why I have a contract in front of you now to approve tonight, and that's the contract with Rego for services as needed to keep us going until we get me on board. We looked at how much that would cost. Rego did some calculations based on his salary he's going to make with the school district, and it's about $60 an hour. It sounds like a lot, but we won't be using him 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. We've been using him for an hour here, an hour there, and since he has full knowledge of our system, he can help us transition in to that company. And we have the budget, so we're not going to be paying Rego full time or his benefits, so we have the budget to do that. So I would ask, the staff is asking that you all approve our plan to go forward. It's one motion, and or consensus at least, and then make a motion to approve Rego's contract consulting services as we make the transition to a company, if you guys want to do that. Questions, concerns with this way forward?
Is this on his terms or our terms? Because on his terms, if he doesn't want to show up to do the work, all he's got to say is, well, I can't make it at that time.
Well, unfortunately, we're...
You call a contractor in to do work for you.
He's going to have to do it after hours.
Yes.
And that's the terms. Basically, after hours, when needed. And he said he'd be available when we need him after hours.
Yeah.
He can't do it, obviously.
Unless he's taking his kid to a baseball game or doing something that...
You got to remember, before we were hired, he was on call with CBHA.
Yeah.
He was, so he's used to that, and so he's made a commitment to us, I believe, Spencer, based on what he told us, that he would be there for us when we need him.
Well, I'm just looking after you. I mean, I want him to be there for you when you need him to be there.
Believe me, John, I've got a really not good feeling about having somebody reach out and touch, but Rego said he would be there for us.
It's pretty much a no choice right now, isn't it? You got to have an IT guy.
Yes, that's right.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah, true.
So we want to go ahead with the request for proposals as quickly as possible.
Right, so I guess I consensus to that.
Yes.
Yes, if you guys want me to do that, Spencer and I will go out tomorrow. We got the RFP ready to go.
Wait on this other, till we pick up some other company to do our IT. Will they be working one or two days or a week or not?
Larry is mostly operating remotely. They have the capability to monitor our systems remotely.
Okay.
We'll get security stuff on them and fingerprint and everything else, you know, just make sure they're secure. But they can do almost everything remotely.
So they won't have an office here?
They will not, no.
Okay.
And that's one thing, it's a cost savings. They won't have to have somebody up here.
Yep.
But if we need them to be here, they'll either, you know, if they're real remote like Atlanta, they told Spencer and I think Spencer didn't, they'd have companies they contract here locally to come repair whatever.
Pretty much everybody's that way now.
Yes.
Well, Quincy and Freighter are both doing it that way.
We will run ours out of Florenceville, New Brunswick.
Yeah. It's a, you know, having somebody on site's a luxury that we had to have. I think the transition is from pre-Rego to where we are now. And Rego did quite a bit of work. It's not quite complete, but quite a bit of work getting us back into the 21st century there. So we think this will work. We can try it for, you know, we'll have a one-year contract. If it doesn't work for us, you know, you guys included, then we can look at something else. But given the mobility of these IT folks that are moving around these days, you know, if you hire somebody now, who says a year from now or 2 years from now, we'll maybe going through the same thing. So we'd like to get a company on contract, get them familiar with our systems, and then that way we don't have to do this transfer all the time. So if you guys are okay with it, we're going to press forward with RFP. See what we can do with. Okay. All right. And then the next thing is ask for approval of the contract. Where we go, Roger has looked at this.
Yes.
And as well, and looks meets all the requirements for consulting. Again, this is a temporary, as needed. And we go, you know, as soon as we don't need him, we're done.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the contract with Rego for the interim.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wade.
We won't pay anything unless we need.
Yeah.
We'll move to item four, committee reports. Is there any committee reports to come before the council? Hearing none, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 6:54 p.m.
Thanks for having over.
You bet.